hold on, they can't even hear me. They can't even hear me. Wait a minute. Bring me in again. Hold on, turn me down. Because they couldn't hear me. The people couldn't hear me. The people couldn't hear me, but I'm here. What's going on, everybody? And welcome back to another edition, another installment, a new episode of your favorite podcast, your favorite entertainment news podcast on these great streets. The Opinionated Brothers is back. I'm one of the brothers. You feel what I'm saying? Big Ty Ron's a Big Ty the Pod Guy is back in the building. Hope everybody's been doing a great. Hope you've had a great week. Hope you've had a pleasant week. And hopefully if your week wasn't that great, that you find a little comfort and a little solace and maybe a little joy and a little funny in this podcast right here. Welcome to everybody that's coming in to the podcast, whether you're a first time, last time, or long time listener. We welcome you and we thank you for coming in. Be sure to follow Epic Echo Productions for all, you know, updates and content. You can go to our website at epicechopro.com for all of new episodes from this podcast and more from our network. And also you can watch our episodes on YouTube, Epic Echo Productions, and follow us on all social media platforms, Epic Echo Pro. But we are not on Twitter nor on TikTok, so just wanted to let you guys know that. Listen, we have a good show for y'all today. We're going to be talking some great things today that I definitely want to get into. We're definitely going to be talking about getting into our MVP and Clown of the Week, of course. We definitely have to discuss or talk a little bit about the United Healthcare CEO getting shot. Couple blocks away from personally where I work. Very, very, I guess in not, we'll get into it, right? Because I don't want to say the wrong things, but we'll definitely get into it. And also talking Andrew Schultz and his comments on Kendrick's whacked out murals bar of "Don't let no white comedians talk about black women, that's law." It's interesting how one bar has kind of sparked a whole new conversation. Right, or a conversation that maybe we've continued to overlook, or maybe we've continued to kind of, you know, throw to the wayside, or, you know, whatever we've tried to do in terms of the comment that was made. I think it is a conversation that maybe needs to be had, or maybe it doesn't. Maybe it's building hypocrisy, maybe it's not. We'll discuss a little bit about it as we go along in the show. All right. So let's get into, of course, our clip of the week. Now, I don't want to sit here and toot my own horn when it comes to the clip of the week. But this clip, as you guys know, sometimes I am a person who does reaction videos. Now, of course, I'm not booming like Super Ray 14K. Or Fred, you know, do TV, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not them yet, you know what I'm saying? Like, they do phenomenal work and everything, and they keep people laughing like myself, you feel me? But I do, you know, hit the airwaves with a few. And this one has literally been all the rave on social media. So let's play it really quick. And those, for those in our listening audience, it is a popular social media clip that has been going around. Let me know in the comments if you, when we post the episode flyer, let me know in the comments if you recognize the sound of the video. So let's take a listen right now.
Okay, look, get your ass. No! Somebody said in the comments she called on the ancestors from her black friends.
That video, shout out to her, because that was hilarious. I can continue to play that video, and it continues to make me chuckle every time. Because who wants their pet in a first of all, your dog in your sink like that? Who wants that? I don't think nobody wants that. Nobody is looking to sit here and have their dog in their sink, let alone a cat, a mouse, or whatever type of pet you got. I don't think you want it in your kitchen where you're about to sit here and cook and do whatever. She was literally about to make a whole cooking video. She didn't know she was about to be blew up famous like this. Because that video, I think, if I didn't tell y'all already, that video has gotten over like 7 to 8 million views already just off my reaction. Because that shit was hilarious. The comments have been hilarious. Shout out to everybody that has shared, liked from it. It's been a... just to see what that video has done with a couple others, it's amazing to see. So shout out to everybody that continues to support the reaction. And not just support, but just, you know, really get into it and love on the reaction videos, too. I really do appreciate y'all. And I'll get more back into it. I'm getting adjusted to the job and everything like that. So, It's good. Let's get into our MVP of the week. Now, initially, I couldn't give it to the Detroit Lions for a third week, right? I couldn't give it to him for a third week, right? But what I could do is give it to the coach of the Detroit Lions, Mr. Dan Campbell. That's what I could do, right? And I think he deserves it. I think he genuinely deserves it. Now, why? What I've been hearing over the last couple days since Detroit beat Green Bay 34-31 at home is that Dan Campbell has big cojones. And that not only that he has big cojones, it's also that he shouldn't have gone for his fourth and ones or his fourth and thirds or his fourth and threes or his fourth and inches. He shouldn't have gone for it. He should have went for the field goal. He should have went for the field goal, especially in that last play where I believe it was either Jahmyr Gibbs or Montgomery, one of the two, ran right up the middle and got the actual first down with extra yardage. Now, again, to some, that is a, how can I say, that is a strategic move that most will not play in their hand. It's like spades. People are not going to play people ain't going to place, you know, the big joker until they need to, for real, you know? But Dan Campbell said, fuck that. We gonna play that big joker, the little joker, huh? The ace, the king, queen, and the jack on that ass with a 10 ball on the side. Here's the thing about Dan Campbell, bro. You may not like his approach. He don't give a fuck. He doesn't give a damn about what you think about his approach to his team. It's his team. And for two consecutive seasons, he's won 12 games with the Detroit Lions. To be able to say that in real time is amazing in itself. And to the it's interesting because I've been hearing a lot of folks talk about like the Eagles and how they were mad about just, you know, Jalen Hurts, you know, A.J. Brown, and, you know, some of those receivers were mad about how he didn't play well, but they still won the game. Here's the thing, bro. You're not going to have, you know, it's not going to be 150 yards every game. You're not going to have 2, 3, 4 touchdowns every game. Amon-Ra St. Brown had like a couple catches in that game, but I watched that game from start to finish. Do you know what he did? He blocked. He was knocking people head loose. Because here's the thing, bro. It's a team sport. When I'm called up, I'm called up. And when I'm called up, I'm going to perform. I'm going to sit here and do it. That's why Detroit and Dan Campbell and Ben Johnson and Aaron Glenn and that whole entire front office and organization for Detroit has literally revamped the situation. I don't want the Three Musketeers to go away, and Ben Johnson, Dan Campbell, and Aaron Glenn, I don't want them to leave. But I know somebody is going to try to scoop up Ben Johnson immediately. I know Aaron Glenn. Somebody going to try to scoop up him immediately. Don't let us win the Super Bowl. What? Don't let us go to the Super Bowl. Because I'm there. So while everybody's criticizing Dan Campbell on, he shouldn't have did the 4th-and-1. Are you mad because you're kind of just maybe old school and old theory? And you wouldn't have done it? Okay, you wouldn't have done it. Cool, you ain't playing. You ain't on the field. And obviously, those men who sit there and play for him every single day and every single week, or I'm sorry, practice for him every single week and play for him every single weekend or week out, they trust that man. They trust that offense. They trust that defense. They trust the coaches. They trust everything. They trust each other. So what? You think they about to sit here and just, man, y'all better stop playing with Dan Campbell. Stop playing with DC, man. Stop playing with him. He the guy. He's that man. I remember when everybody was tearing him apart. You know about him biting off kneecaps. He bit the kneecaps off now. Now let's see what we do in the playoffs. Because he biting off kneecaps still. Y'all thought it was over? Y'all thought the knee biting was over? I heard Colin Cowherd say, you know, you're at the top now. You don't have to do that. You don't have to do that anymore. Why not? Why not if I want to put the team away strategically, if I have a strategic plan, you don't have to like it. You're watching it just like me. You don't have to like it, but just know that he's going to do it regardless. Because why? He trusts those men out there on the field, and vice versa, those men trust him. And that's what you've seen on Thursday. Dan Campbell, coach of the year. Without a question, if not him, Mike Tomlin, him or Mike T, one of the two. I wouldn't be mad with Mike T at all, but if Detroit goes, what I believe they could go, which I believe is a good 16-1, Dan Campbell for coach of the year. Dan Campbell, coach of the year, period. Not even a question. Dan Campbell, coach of the year. For real. Shout out to Dan Campbell and the Detroit Lions. Baby. Let's go. All right. Who is our clown of the week this week? Oh, yes. As we're sticking to football, Mr. Curtis Jackson Cousins.
Trash!
My God. Now, for a moment, Kirk Cousins, I was, and not just Kirk Cousins, Atlanta, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. Because you should not be experiencing this type of disappointment. I was so ecstatic for y'all when y'all were like, what, like 5-2, 5-1 or something like that. Y'all were leading the division like 6-1, something like that. Y'all was just balling. And then something happened to where Kirk Cousins just started to not throw. He had the yardage, of course that. But the interception to touchdown ratio just wasn't mathing. You know, the math wasn't mathing, the dots wasn't dotting. And over these last two games, Kirk Cousins, you have thrown 8 interceptions with no touchdowns, big dog. You have now allowed the Bucks, who are a very good team within their own right, to sit here and now jump you in your own division. I mean, I'm just looking at Kirk Cousins like you can against your own team too. And you know what a lot of the pundits gonna say have already said and gonna continue to say, you let Sam Darnold go crazy on you? You let Sam Darnold put 42 on your head? You know that's what they gonna say if they have not already said it. See, a lot of people believed in you to go up in there and have a day. Have repentance. Have redemption. Redemption song. I was like, is that the Vikings, right? Shit. The Vikings are trying to get the one seed. As good as the Detroit Lions are, the Vikings are right behind. And even though we've beaten them already, like, they're right behind. We got to face them again in the next couple weeks. They ain't no slouch. And this is our day house. Sam Darnold played his ass off. You let Sam Darnold throw. You let Jordan Addison and Justin Jefferson go, what? 100 plus, 130 plus for both of them? Come on, stop. Between them, 5 touchdowns in total. I think Jordan Addison had 3. Jefferson had 2. Come on, man. Come on. Kirk, you went from like 5-1 to 6 to like 1-6. It was like a big, just the turnaround. It was just like, whoa. That's not what I was expecting. And again, Kirk, you cannot be throwing all of these interceptions, my boy. You can't. Atlanta don't deserve that. Atlanta deserves to go to the playoffs. Now, I'm not saying the Bucks don't, the Tampa Bay Bucks don't deserve to go to the playoffs in hell. If the Tampa Bay Buccaneers or the Atlanta Falcons continue to fuck up, don't play with it. The Saints is right there. Don't let y'all lose some more games or whatnot, because the Saints are right there. They 5-8. I can always think about a 9-8 team just sneaking their way into the playoffs. What I'm saying, Kirk, is that you can't be throwing 4 interceptions. Those should have been 4 TDs. TDs. Not INTs. Well, let us all pray for Kirk Cousins. I ain't going to call him trash, but good Lord, that game was
trash.
Yeah, no, that game was trash. Terrible. Terrible. All right, so let's get into it. The United Healthcare CEO was killed this past, I believe, weekend in New York City, I believe near 54th Street or something like that, 53rd, between 53rd and 54th. it was a targeted attack. I was reading per CNN. They did catch the target already in Pennsylvania, in Altona, Pennsylvania, I believe, and where he was at a diner, and one of the cashiers called the cops, and the cops started to interrogate him, and they have basically got the suspect who has done the targeted assassination on his life, basically. Nothing to really report. What I've been seeing around, you know, social media is really, to a lot of degree, disgusting in a sense. A lot of people, and I get it, healthcare is a sensitive topic. It is one of those topics that gets mentioned in ballots, in all elections. It is in all the conversations. It is in all the realms. However, I've always kind of believed in, we can have a strong, healthy argument or even debate, if you even want to go there. But we don't have to sit here and pull the knives and guns out to actually get things done. This man who is the alleged suspect was said per CNN again, was said already to have some documentation in which he was already pissed over the healthcare, right? In which Americans like myself have the right to be. Healthcare is not accessible to all, and if it is, it is very, very terrible in a sense. So yes, a lot of emotions flying. To kill him is a little excessive to me. To end his life, a little excessive to me. Because now that's probably a child without a father, children without a father, a wife without her husband. You understand what I'm saying? So, you know, rest in peace to that man. The CEO of former CEO of United Healthcare, and again, they have caught the guy. So, you know, it's unfortunate. It's really unfortunate. But it just shows you what the time we live in. The people are tired, and they want change. They're tired. You know, they want change. And even if this was a hit, targeted hit, the optics show that, and through social media posts, you see, even if it is wrong to say, that people are fed up with all these big name conglomerates in healthcare, the CEOs and everybody just racking up so much money, and they're not even trying to give back or trying to do anything to improve their healthcare systems, you know, whether private or public. And so the people are frustrated. I'm not saying that warranted somebody to kill somebody. However, that does have to kind of beg the question, where do we go from here in terms of billionaires or people in those seats listening, actively listening to what the people who buy and subscribe to your plans have to say? Because at the end of the day, it's not about you. Rest in peace to that man. And we got to do better. We got to do better. Let's get into where do I want to go? Keith Lee went on Club Shay Shay. And I guess Ocho Cinco was playing around with him And I guess they wanted to, you know, I guess Ocho Cinco said he could, you know, box Keith Lee. And Keith, listen, fuck with Keith Lee. Keith Lee is from Detroit, of course. They were three in the building. And Keith Lee used to be a former MMA fighter. If you haven't seen his highlights, go check him out. He is nothing to play with. So, you know, Keith Lee was just like, listen, I challenged Ocho to a, you know, $1 million fight. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? And of course, it was all in jest and joking. Ocho did respond back on Nightcap and everything. And it was all in jest and joking. But, you know, Keith Lee is an MMA fighter, Ocho. You know what I'm saying? Like, I fuck with you, bro. But he will probably cash your head in. You don't want that. You know what I'm saying? You don't want that smoke. You don't want that smoke. You feel what I'm saying? But, you know, one thing that was interesting about that Keith Lee interview, he really talked about how that sushi video that went viral with him, he talked about how he didn't even know until the person actually sent him the video of it moving in slow-mo. So I was like, I hope he ain't getting no, like, worms or tapeworms. But he did say that somebody... before the restaurant actually closed down, I guess for maintenance and just to, you know, figure out their menu, and to upgrade and everything like that. Somebody did get sick. So, you know, making sure that you watch what you eat for real, because a lot of this stuff is not, you know, not saying that they aren't, you know, fresh or anything, but, you know, just watching what you eat and, you know, asking questions. 'Cause listen, I'm good for that. For real, for real. All right, before we get out of here, let's get into basically what we came here to talk about. Kendrick Lamar's GNX, you know, has been doing some great numbers. Second week numbers, 165 or 167, almost close to 170 in numbers for the second week. Went down into Bill. If Taylor Swift would not have came out this week, he definitely would have had the top spot again for a second week. But Taylor Swift came out. But number two on the Billboard Top 100, you know, still in the top 10, of course. But it's not the music in the charts that's having people talk right now. It is Andrew Schultz who responded to Kendrick Lamar's bar in Whacked Out Murals. And what Kendrick Lamar said, and I said it in the beginning, is that white comedians don't let no white comedians talk about no black woman. That's law. Right. And I remember seeing a post of Gary Owen saying, you know, making a funny of it. You know what I'm saying? And for me, I like Gary Owen. Gary Owen is funny. I've never heard him say degrading things about black women. He keeps it really PG-13. And even if it's X-rated, he's very adult with it. He's never disrespectful or out of pocket with it to me. However, when it comes to Andrew Schultz, though, and it's funny because, you know, I was like, it's funny how he thought it was about him. And I was like, wow, if hit dogs holler. You know what I'm saying? Like, if hit dogs holler, like, yo, like, my boy thought it was about you. And here's the thing. You don't necessarily, he generalized this. First of all, if you want to break it down in technical terms, don't let no white comedians talk about no black woman. Stop right there. Don't let no white comedian. Now, he didn't say no male. He didn't say female. He said general. Don't let no white comedians talk about no black woman. Now, that's a specificity, right? That's being specific. Black women, not black men, black women, not black people, black women. That's law. Now, the fact that you jumped, right? Come on, you got to be quicker than that. And obviously, you was motherfucking Bugs Bunny and got the carrot. You jumped at it. You jumped at it, ready for it, because you know, as a comedian and as a podcaster and as somebody who has watched you for years, you have toted the line of being a comedian and a podcaster, of being somewhat disrespectful to the black community, and somewhat sitting here with being next to Charlamagne thinking that you're accepted to the cookout. Right? I heard Charlamagne say, oh, I'm not, you know, mad at his response. I'm not mad at Schultz's response. I'm not mad. You know Kendrick called you a coon, right? Because, again, this is what Charlamagne does for Andrew Schultz. Charlamagne doesn't hold Andrew Schultz to the fire. Not like he used to. Mm-mm. They make too much money now to be holding each other to the fire the way that they need to. Here's the thing, bro. If you felt like it's you, if you felt like it was you, as you obviously feel, hit up Kendrick. I believe a conversation can be had. But no, you turned this into a whole let's have this as a podcast moment. I think he's talking about me. I'm a white comedian. Let me talk about it. He's discussing about me. See, what I really want to say, and I'm trying to be nice, is that I knew he was talking about you the moment he said the line. The first name that popped up into my head in white comedians that talk about black women in a negative connotation was one Andrew Schultz. I'm not even lying to y'all. I play around and I joke around for real. Right now, I'm dead serious. He was the first comedian that jumped into my head. And I was like, it's him. Andrew Schultz. Because I remember him talking some shit about black women with some dudes from Canada or Ireland or something like that that had a podcast. Something like that. And he always got something slick and snarky to say, but then wants to hide behind comedy. That's cool. If you do comedy, you do comedy. Just do comedy. But if you're going to tote the line between podcaster and comedy, then let me know where you stand, big dog. Because I don't want to be confused, big homie. If hit dogs holler, boy, and he holler, that boy hollered. I said, damn. You went on two podcasts and talked about it. Like it was on your chest that much. It was on your heart. It was on your heart. It was on your heart, big dog. It was on your heart. I was like, he's upset. This has affected him. His day-to-day, his daily. He was like, Kendrick was talking about me. That's how you know somebody that said somebody talking about me. When you can respond like that. I've responded like that. Trust me, I know. Yo, my cat, side note, is over here snoring her ass off. Do you hear me? This is how I want to be sleeping in a minute. I'm not even going to lie to y'all. Hey, listen, as a message of the week this week, I just want to say continue to be great, continue to soar, continue to shine through, and do not let the devil try to enter in and steal your joy. All right, continue to be great and continue to break through the barriers. All right, you guys are loved. You guys are forever watched over. And continue to trust in your faith and continue to love on your family. You feel what I'm saying? I love y'all. Y'all be good. Y'all stay easy. Y'all be breezy. And be safe. For real, for real. Be safe. Be safe out here in these streets. P.S. It is that season to be stealing. Okay? And what I mean by that is people are snatching packages. So I recommend that people, if you are ordering packages from an Amazon, a Target, Walmart, Kmart, wherever you ordering it from, make sure that you are getting it signed, sealed, and delivered. All right? For real, for real. I'm not lying. They making whole social media trends about taking your packages. Like, be sure that you are signed, sealing, and delivering these packages. All right? I love y'all. Y'all be good. Stay easy. Be breezy. We are out, and this has been another one. Good job. We'll see y'all next week. Peace.